in the limelight.
A new year has started in the West and is considered official by the United Nations and its sister agencies, as well as most of the world dominated by the North America-West Europe nexus. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared in this regard in Iran's English-language daily Kayhan International, written by S. Nawabzadeh, titled End of Gloomy 2018, Start of Unpredictable 2019. S. Nawabzadeh wrote, Yesterday, people in Europe, the Americas, the antipodes, Australia and New Zealand, and in societies following the colonial Gregorian calendar imposed upon them by their former masters, bade farewell to the year 2018. Today, they have ushered in 2019, accompanied as usual by mirth, lights, fireworks, champagne, wild parties, erotic dancers, and, of course, the other depravities that have become part of life in cultures devoid of spiritual and religious values. It has become a norm to commit the oldest sins in the newest possible ways, and the pretext of ushering in the new year of what some people think to be the Christian calendar year, when the fact of the matter is that it has nothing to do with Christianity, let alone the monotheistic teachings of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him. Ironically, many supposedly Muslims in the oil-rich Persian Gulf states are blindly aping the West and even outdoing it in sins and frivolities, oblivious to the crimes being committed against humanity by the regimes ruling them. The fact of the matter is that 2018 was a year of worsening crises, wars, and bloodshed amid a growing incapacity to find solutions, which means the situation is expected to be the same, if not worse, in 2019. Saudi Arabia continues to rain down bombs on the poor Muslim Arabs of Yemen who are on the brink of starvation, which might lead to the worst possible humanitarian disaster. Kayhan International columnist S. Nawabzadeh pointed out, Actually, the year that went by saw the regime in Riyadh commit a ghastly murder of one of its dissident journalists, Jamal Khashoggi, of all places in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, a macabre crime that dismembered with bone saw the victim while he was still alive and then liquefied through acid the corpse after taking the severed head to Arabia as a trophy to please the sadistic perpetrator, heir apparent Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, who personally ordered the killing. The backlash on MBS is expected to intensify in 2019 and may deprive him of his dream of becoming the next king, despite the frantic efforts of his soulmate Jared Kushner, the Jewish son-in-law of the quixotic US President Donald Trump, to save him. Trump, for his part, continued his crimes against humanity with gay abandon during 2018, holding a deceptive meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a bid to deceive him, but has apparently failed in his bid. Irrespective of the trade war Trump initiated with a powerful China that might boomerang on the US and his usual tweeting of threats and theatrics against all and sundry, as well as his barbaric measures to not just bar migrants from Latin America but to tear apart children from their grieving parents, resulting in several deaths of the toddlers in detention, the two most unpardonable crimes of the U.S. president were the imposition of economic sanctions on Iran after illegally exiting the international nuclear treaty and the transfer of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the Zionist-occupied Islamic city of Beit al-Maqdis. As noted by S. Nawabzadeh, the Kayhan International columnist, at the same time the illegal Zionist entity continues to murder Palestinians in Gaza, in the West Bank, and in the city of Jerusalem, that is Beit al-Muqaddas, where Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, preached his message of peace in the face of stiff opposition by the ever-rebellious Israelites. As a matter of fact, Israel is an arch-enemy of the virgin-born Messiah, a reality which Christians in the West fail to understand because of their drifting away from the teachings of Jesus. 2018 also saw the gross violation of the message of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the Arab states, especially of the Persian Gulf, who have backstabbed the Islamic Ummah by establishing diplomatic and all sorts of ties with the illegal Zionist entity Israel and its child-killing racist crime minister Benjamin Netanyahu. These were some of the principal events, although there was a deadly fire in California, a massive flood in Japan, a tsunami in Indonesia, and other natural disasters that made 2018 gloomy with no sign of relief in 2019 for either the people of Yemen or the people of Palestine and Bahrain, as well as the American oppressed countries of Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. So what is the point in celebrating the new Gregorian calendar year with messages of hypocrisy from Trump and the other leaders of the West, including France, which is being rocked by the popular Yellow Vest movement? To sum up, 2019 is not expected to bring any relief to humanity.